Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome, will you open the prayer line up with prayer, please?
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, O Heavenly Father, for allowing us to be here tonight on this line, clearing our schedules, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, to be able to make time for you, O Heavenly Father, because we know that you are there for us when we need you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for strengthening our bodies, O Heavenly Father. We thank you how you've carried us through the week. We thank you that you're taking care of all of our needs in Jesus' name and our families. And we thank you for keeping us safe and sound from hurt, harm, and danger. But, Father, we get on this line tonight to receive a word from you, a word of instruction, a word of wisdom, a word of encouragement, a word of direction, Father Jesus. For you, we know that you are a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. You said in your word, O Heavenly Father, that your sheep know your voice, and a strange voice they will not follow. So, Father, we ask that you would erase and blot out any kind of strange voice. Your sheep have your ears open to hear from you tonight, a good word from you tonight. So, Father, we ask that you would clear our hearts and our minds to receive this word from you. We come to you in faith, O Heavenly Father, thanking you in advance that it's already done, whatever you have in store for us. You said in your word, eyes have not seen, ears not have heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man, the things that you have for the ones that love you, O Heavenly Father. So we ask that you would drive out any kind of distraction that would try to come against this line. We ask that you would burn it up in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you and we receive this word in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Praise God. Sister Penny.
Thank you. Welcome all to Full Gospel House of Prayer, our Tuesday night prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We do have a Wednesday prayer line, and that number is 916- 588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then on Sundays, for our Sunday service, if we're online, that begins at 1:30 p.m. on the same number. You can tune in to the entire time for our live church service. Special prayer requests can also be written to our P.O. box, and that's FGHOP, Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366 North Highlands, California, 95660. Our website is fullgospelhouse.org. We have a Facebook, and that's FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California, and our Twitter is FGH Prayer. Both of those social media websites, you can gain access to any of our Tuesday night service recordings by clicking on a link. We also have a website that is fullgospelhouse.org. I think I just mentioned that. A special announcement. September is our church's anniversary month. And to show reverence to God, for blessing Full Gospel House of Prayer to be of service to him, we will be having an anniversary service on Saturday, September the 11th, which is this coming 12 noon. The message from God will be administered by Bishop Howe out of Fresno. We will We will provide a carry-out dinner to all of those who will be in attendance. There will be no Sunday service on September the 12th, as we will rejoice in the Lord on that Saturday, September the 11th at 12 noon. Again, that's this coming Saturday at 12 noon, we will be having our anniversary service. So come all if you're able to make it. Mask wearing is appreciated. We will be meeting inside Christ Unity Baptist Church, and the address for that is 1320 L Street, Modesto, California, 95354. We will be entering in the rear. Just a reminder, we're continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You log into your Zelle account. Then you type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. We are linked with our email address, which again is sghprayer@yahoo.com. If you are using the P.O. box to send in your tithes and offering, please feel free to continue to do so. It is now time for our testimony.
Hey, you didn't announce that we will be serving a lunch on that Saturday.
No. Yes. Yes. I said a carry out. Dinner will be provided for all those who's in attendance. Yes.
Okay.
And now it's time for a testimony. If you could please keep your testimony 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please remember to mute your phone when you are not speaking. God bless.
Praise God. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
This is June from Mobile, Alabama. I just want to specify that I had emergency appendix rupture surgery. And God brought me through with minimum invasive surgery. And I thank him for my life, and I'm home and headed to recovery, giving him all the honor, glory, and praise. I'm just
Thanks
glad
God.
To be on the Full Gospel umbrella. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith. This is Sister Shirley. I want to thank God that I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I want to thank God for keeping us all going through your ministry, through the messages you bring and the prayers that you pray for us. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there is any more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, we come tonight. We thank you for the spirit of the anointing to anoint this word, that this word would bring transformation in the mind, that this word would awaken us. And God, I thank you for the Holy Spirit to touch us in every area that's sleep, that the Holy Spirit will bring forth an awakening. And I thank you for it by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, verses 15 through 23. In Galatians 3, verse 13 and 14. Again, Deuteronomy 28, 15 to 23, and Galatians 3, 13 and 14. Get those two books. Could you please say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
This word is an encouraging word tonight. And it's so prevalent in the times we're living in right now. I'm talking about right now times. And this word is concerning breaking the covenant with poverty. And there are so many people have a covenant with poverty. And it's not the word of God. It's not the teaching of Jesus Christ. And poverty is not a blessing. It's not a blessing in disguise. It's negative, and it's a curse, and it's evil. And so, man, it's not something we should vow about. A covenant is an agreement. And and when you have a covenant with poverty, it's not good. It's evil. It causes grief. It causes pain. And it's nothing good come from poverty. Poverty is a robber. He's an armed robber. You write this word down, Proverbs 6, 10 through 11. It says this in the Word of God. Poverty is an armed robber. Poverty and Satan are friends. They're in perfect alignment because Satan is a destroyer. Poverty is a destroyer. Poverty is a destroyer, saints of God. And it's from the devil. It's not from God. It's from the devil. And so this is a word to encourage tonight for our minds to be transformed, to we get in alignment with the Word of God, not Satan. Why? Because when you get in get in your mind has to be transformed by the Word of God. It's a transformation have to come into your mind. And many don't understand. They have a covenant. They're in agreement with poverty. It's a protocol. Poverty is a protocol. It's something that you line up and you get in union with. It's a contract. That's what the spirit of poverty is, the covenant of poverty I'm talking about. It's something you get so tied in and attached to. But it's not the will of God. And God is so good. He's so merciful. He's so long-suffering. He gives us tools through the Word of God to equip us to get out of poverty. The Word of God is a weapon against poverty. It's a weapon that drives out poverty. The Word of God is an instrument against poverty. Please get this. This is the Word of God. And it's so detrimental in this hour we're living in. And no human can do this for you. It takes the spirit of the Word. It takes you to align up with the Word. Poverty is a spirit. It's sent from the devil. And God sends out so many alarm factors, tools to get us out of poverty. Many times he connects us with people who is blessed and is in covenant with God's word. They're connected to God's word in demonstration, and they're out of poverty. And many times God put us in that circle of friends, put us in that gathering to that water pool. And then people still don't get it. I've seen it over and over again. It's like a vicious cycle. He'll bring people into your life. Sometimes you will marry people with a setting of blessings in their soul, with a alignment that we got to get out of poverty. If it's not the man, it's the woman. And they have to get into an agreement. They have to get into covenant. One can't be on this side of the street and one be on that side of the street. That's in any kind of gathering. You have to be in union. You have to be in agreement. You have to be in a place of attachment. And you get so attached. You get into such a protocol that your life will change, saints of God. But there are those who has in their mind has not been transformed. They say they're saved. They say they love Jesus. But they have gotten in a place where they're in covenant with a poverty spirit. They come into a place, they're in agreement and have a commitment with that spirit. It's like a contract over their lives. And they stay in that old bad habit. It's a protocol. It's sent from the enemy. And nothing or no one can get them out till they get in alignment with the Word of God. You have to get in alignment with the Word of God. You can have a job and still be in poverty. You can have a flow of cash, still be in poverty. Poverty is like a hole in your pocket, saints of God, and the money goes no place. So we're in a time now that we have to align ourselves with in covenant. If you are covenant children, if you are seed of Abraham, you are in covenant with God, and you have the promises over your life. But when you have an agreement with poverty, can't no human get you out of this. You and I have to line up with the Word of God. I've seen it happen over and over in people's lives. They do not come out of the cycle of poverty. They've been in it for years. It become a protocol. They go through the same old thing every single year. God will send people into their lives. He'll put them in a place of gathering where people are prosper. He sometimes has them to marry people with an open mind, saying we got to get out of poverty, but they're so stuck. They're so in alignment. They're in covenant with poverty. They don't want to be transformed, so they stay in poverty. But this is a night of breakthrough, thanks to God. The word of God is tools for breakthroughs. We are equipped with the word of God. The word of God advances us. The word of God quickens us. It's a weapon against the spirit of poverty. We're in such a time now. Jobs can't get you out of poverty. Your education can't get you out of poverty. If you don't line up with the word of God, I've seen people so smart, have so many degrees, but they're still impoverished. They're still in poverty. They don't know how to handle money. They don't know how to do anything to prosper. Because they're not in the protocol. They're in a covenant with poverty. The word of God said money answers all things. I don't preach money, but I know money pay bills. Money pay rent. Money pay car notes. Money costs you to be givers. Money answers these things. And so this is the word of God to enlighten you tonight. God's word is so real, saints of God. He will line you up with people, and you still won't get the protocol. He'll constantly do it. He don't do it just one time. Through your life, he constantly will bring you into gathering holes, into gathering places, into people with prosperity minds, people with in covenant with the word of God, placing you in a place where tools are, and people still don't get it. God is such a long-suffering God, such a merciful God. And even though many of us was raised with a mind not to be impoverished, but old habits takes us over. But I want you to know tonight, the word of God breaks habits. When we align up with the word of God, it breaks habit. It broke it off for me, thanks to God. My father was a deacon. He knew the word of God. He would give us money to put in church. We call it Sunday school. He made sure we had our offering, trained up in it, got involved with bad habits, got involved with the wrong people, they had not received Jesus as Lord. But the Spirit of the Lord, through salvation, I'm talking about covenant, place me in the midst, in the gathering of prosperous people, people that was givers, people that didn't have a poverty mindset. When you are in that kind of company, you begin to see growth. You are stimulated. Those habits begin to break. Then you get into the word of God. And the word of God brings transformation. Transformation came, and that spirit was broken off of me. And the Spirit of God said to me, are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? And I said, yes, Lord. What does he do? He gives you strategy. He gives you tools. He stimulates your mind. He opens up your understanding. And he allows the word to be a weapon against that spirit that had you once in covenant. So this is a word tonight you're going to see by the word of God. We're going to begin with Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, verses 15 to 23, please.
And it reads, "But it shall come to pass that if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I have commanded thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shall thy baskets and thy store. Cursed shall be thy food of thy body, and cursed be the food of the land, and increase of kin and flock of thy sheep. Cursed shall thou be when thou comest, and cursed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursings, vexations, and rebukes in all thy settings, thine hand unto whatever you do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly, because of thy wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee, until thou hast consumed from thee off the land, whither thou goest, and whither thou possessest it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, and with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with sword, and blasting, and mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish, and thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron."
This is the word of God. When we're not in covenant with God, we're in disobedience, saints of God. It's to the point. The word of God explains it to the point. It doesn't fool around. It doesn't play around. Say, cursed because of disobedience. Your towns and your fields will be cursed. Your storehouse will be empty. Your crops will be poor. You will be sickly. You have no cattle, no sheep. Nothing you do will stop the curse. The law will bring disaster, confusion, trouble in everything you do. I mean, whatever you do, how smart you are, how genius you think you are, he said, everything you do will be confusion and trouble. Say, he will send disease after disease until you're consumed. He said, there'll be droughts and winds to destroy crops. And the heaven, this is so important, the heaven will become like brass. That means your prayers will not be answered. The heaven will become like brass. And your grounds will become hard as iron. We experience this right now through all the disasters and all the things that is on the earth. Disobedient. But there are those who are not experienced those things. It's passing over them. It's not coming out their dwelling. For they're covered. They're in covenant with God. They have tools of the word that they're using, weapons against poverty. They're stimulated in their spirit. They have been awakened by the Holy Ghost. They have a quickening power over them. The Spirit of God is directing them. He is guiding them. He's leading them. Their minds are transformed. Why? Because they are in covenant with God and his word. They are in agreement with God. They are committed to God. They're following the protocols of the word of God. They are attached to God. They are in union with God. It's nothing but the word of God. Why? Because to be in covenant with poverty, it means grief. It means pain. It's negative. It's no blessing. Not even disguise blessing. You can't disguise poverty. Poverty is a spirit. John 10:10 said, it's a destroyer. Satan is a destroyer. He's walking arm in arm with the spirit of poverty. He's a hitman, saints of God. He's a robber. He's been sent out to hit us in any way he possibly can. I call him a hitman. My friend and I was having dinner when I was back east, and as he was just busted with the word of God, he said, Satan is a hitman. I said, for real, brother, he's a hitman. He come to kill, to steal, and destroy. He's in alignment with poverty. He's totally in alignment with poverty. Poverty is a destroyer, and it's from the devil. But this is a word of tonight, a word of deliverance, that the word of God equip us against that spirit, that hitman, Satan, that spirit that caused grief, caused pain. There's absolute poverty. Many people are living in absolute poverty. Many are living in generational poverty. Many are living in a situation of poverty. It's a cycle of poverty. It's nothing but a cycle of poverty. But the word of God used his son, Jesus, to come against the spirit of poverty. Galatians 3:13-14, please. Does someone read Galatians 3:13-14? First one, get it, please read it.
And it reads,
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
This is the word of God. Jesus became a curse to redeem us from the curse of the law. The word of God says anyone hang on the tree is under the curse. Christ died in order that the blessing which God promised Abraham's seed. You are Abraham's seed. You in covenant. Why? He became a curse so we can receive the promises God spoke by faith. By faith. He delivered us from the curse of the law. He redeemed us. He paid the full price with his body on the cross. He died. He blotted and covered our sins through the atonement, saints of God. He said, you are no longer guilty. Me, justification. He did this all on the cross. He reconciled us back to God. He canceled out our sins. Sins been remitted. He sanctified us and set us apart through his precious blood. We have overcoming power because of his blood. What am I saying? We were delivered because of the blood of Christ. And that's why I want someone to get 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, you're going to see this completely by the word of God, that it's not the will of God that we be in poverty. 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, please.
And it reads,
for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich.
Wrap it up. He became poor. He wasn't poor in spirit, but he was raised. He was born in a manger. He was born in a stable. He said the foxes had holes. He didn't have a house of his own. He said he became poor. He became impoverished so we can become rich. The word of God says so. It's not the will of God for poverty to be upon his people. I'm not talking about to love money. You need money to take care of yourself in the earth. That's the law of Caesar. And so many saints need the Spirit of God to break them from the covenant with poverty. It's a spirit. It's a spirit you cannot hide. It's a spirit you cannot disguise. It's a spirit that you cannot cover up. It's going to pop up out of the back box like Jack in the Box. It's going to pop up. The spirit of poverty is going to show itself because he's a hitman. He comes to bring destruction. He comes to bring grief. He comes to bring pain. But I've seen people of God who get in covenant with God and his word. They use the word as a weapon to advance, to drive them into a place where they're prosperous. I mean, I've seen it, saints of God, how God is so merciful. And the Spirit of God encouraged people when they're in covenant with God, saying it's up to you to do this. Don't depend on no one else. I remember a young lady who was married who said that her husband was not in covenant, but she was in covenant. And she was going to do everything that the Word of God has placed in her to do for a household to be blessed. He wasn't in covenant, but she was in covenant. Acts 16:31 says, if you believe in Christ, you and your house is saved. That woman was concerned about one thing, her house being saved. And so if her house is saved, meaning everything inside that house is saved. That's what the Word of God said. If somebody in covenant with that house, the Word of God, that house is saved because of someone's sacrifice. Thanks to God, it works. I did that for many years. My children I saved. I made sure I gave an offering for my children because they were part of my household. I made sure of that. I'm going to give a seed to cover my unsaved children so the devil could not annihilate them. He said, if you believe in God, you and your house shall be saved. Somebody have to get into a place where they're in covenant with God for yourself, for your one self. The Spirit of God will go into that place. He will break up everything. He will collapse everything that have that covenant over you, saints of God. The Spirit of God will crumble that thing. The Spirit of God will shatter that thing and cause that thing not to work against you prospering. That means when the devil want to take you out because you're in covenant with God, that disease must come separate to the Word of God. That doesn't mean that weapon won't come, but it will not prosper. That means that diagnose will not prosper. It means that thing that they have seen in a microscope in your blood will not prosper. It means because you are in covenant with God, not in covenant with poverty. And you're using the tools of the Word of God. It's a weapon. It's an instrument against the hitman, Satan, the destroyer. That means the Spirit of God will go into that place and stop grief. Go into that place and come against everything that has your house upside down, turned all around, going all kinds of ways in all kind of vicious cycle. The Spirit of the Word will come against that confusion. Confusion is from Satan. Spirit of the Word will bring order and peace where there is confusion. Why? Because it's the promises of God's Word that Jesus went on the cross and became a curse for us. What we deserve, he took it on his body on the cross. That the blessing that God had promised Abraham's seed, that they will receive the promise. If you are in covenant with God's word through Abraham, the father of faith, saints of God, poverty cannot lurk unless you get into agreement in covenant with a poverty spirit. It's going to work against the word of God. That poverty spirit, talking about in covenant, is a crippling spirit. It's a crippling spirit. It cripples everything in your life. It brings forth grief. But when it's power. I'm talking about powerhouse. When a man or a woman of God get in covenant with what God's word says, they stand on the word. They walk in the word. They believe the word. They have been transformed by the word. It's a drive inside of them. They're stimulated by the word. They are awakened by the word. They're equipped in the word. They're using the word as a weapon against the enemy. When that demon try to knock on their door, there's no forced entrance. The word of God blocked that spirit. Every time he tried to knock on your door, he cannot come in through forced entrance, saints of God, because you're covered with the blood, the spirit, and the word. It is so important in this hour as never before, because the enemy desire to knock on all of our doors. But where the covenant is, and you in covenant, we just read it in the book of Deuteronomy. Read up ahead of that how the blessings will overtake you. You're blessed coming in. You're blessed going out. Whatever you're going to do, you're blessed. Doors of blessing, overflow, just comes in and overshadow you. I'm talking about the horn of plenty. There's no drought. When the enemy try to bring evil tidings, the Spirit of God is a weapon against the evil tide. I'm serious. Satan always bring a weapon, but we use the weapon of the word to counteract him. We use the weapon of the word to counteract saints of God. I'm not giving you a picture that's false. I'm giving you a real picture of the word of God tonight. And so in this hour we're living in, you can't depend on a house. You can't depend on a car. You can't depend on humans. You can't depend on your job. You can't depend on your salary. It changes from time to time, from day to day, from minute to minute. But when you are in covenant with the Holy Ghost, with God and his word, you can depend on God. He's a covenant-keeping God. He said, I change not. He keep his covenant from generation to generation. His covenant never fails. It don't collapse. It's a warranty. It's guaranteed, saints of God. It's an enforcement against Satan, the hitman, the thief, John 10:10, the destroyer, the one that walks hand in hand with poverty. They are totally in alignment. But the word of God, have you covered? If you're in covenant with God, according to the promise God made to Abraham and to Abraham's seed, it's now a time as never in this earth to be in covenant with God and his word. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor.
Yes, Maddie just texted me, Pastor, and she wants prayer for housing.
I already prayed for her house. She has to wait on God, but God's going to sustain her. But I pray for her, for God to sustain her. Okay, anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Yes,
Pastor, this is Sister Dockery. I'd just like to ask for prayer for me and my family, and I'd like to ask for holy prayer for my daughter, Tamara.
I talked with her early this morning. I've been talking with her throughout the day. So,
thank you, Pastor.
I'm serious, done, Sister Dockery. Do anyone else have another prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor, this is Cholanda. I would like prayer for my dad. He's fighting demons, and he just needs deliverance. And then also for a family that lost their daughter yesterday, if you could pray for them.
Oh, Cholanda, how are you? I want to ask you a question. How about the job situation, Cholanda? I've been praying for you.
I still haven't heard anything.
Oh, well, I'm going to be in agreement tonight about that too. Okay.
And do anyone else? I was going to ask you.
Okay.
I was going to ask you if you can, because when I talked to my dad, it just seemed like I started getting pain in my body. I don't know if it's from whatever demons he's battling, but I just need prayer to make sure whatever is going on with him stays away from me.
Oh, you want to be covered. Okay. Do anyone else have need a prayer tonight? If there is any more prayer requests, say we're going to the throne, obtain grace and find mercy, help us in the time of need. And it's an hour now that we have security through the cross, through the blood, and through the covenant, the promises of God. So we're going to the throne room tonight where we can find grace and obtain mercy in the time of need. It's a time of need as never ever before in the earth. I've never in my life seen the things that are happening so swiftly now. And for you to have confidence in the flesh, it doesn't work, saints of God. The Bible have no confidence in the flesh. Those fleshly things that you're seeing with your eyes is in your mind, in your thoughts, on what you can do. We cannot do anything without God. He is totally in control. Now, we make plans and we do all these things, but the bottom line, God is in control. He created us. We did not create ourselves. He knows the beginning. He knows the end. He knows everything in between. We do not know. That's why it's so important to be in covenant with him, with his word, with his spirit. Spirit of God, enable us to walk in obedience. We cannot do it in our own accord. That's why Jesus died. He said, you abide in me and my word abide in you. You have to abide. Then the Spirit of God goes into that place where you are abiding, and he enables you to walk upright. Because in us is no good thing, but in him and his righteousness, it overthrow unrighteousness. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your word tonight. It's perfectly clear, God. And God, I just thank you tonight how you ponder over things and how the Holy Spirit reveals. He's a revealer. It's that some things, oh God, don't make one and one to become two. And you just don't understand it till the Holy Spirit reveals. And God, I thank you for your word reveals. It's a tool against the enemy. It's a weapon against Satan. It opens up our minds and brings transformation and stimulation in the mind. It's a quickening spirit that drives us into a place to use the weapon of the word. So, Father, we come standing on the word of God tonight, not anything of flesh and blood, because, Father, we stand on the word of God. Your word said, because we love you, you preserve those that love you. Psalm 145 and 20. Father, I thank you we're preserved tonight because we're so in love with you. And I thank you for the saints of God, the men and women of God that's not in confusion tonight. The one that said, They will never be confounded because they're standing on the word of God. And God, you are the one to strengthen them, to enable them, because they've been trained daily to stand in unity with your word, because they're covenant keepers. They're covenant keepers. It's over them, Father. It's an oath they made in their heart. It's a contract that they're in union with God. So this night, I thank you, O Father, that the blessing of the Lord that make it rich and add no sorrow be upon their lives, God. That this night, God, they're not in grief nor they're in pain. They're not in poverty. But the Spirit of God is over everything that concerns them. And I thank you tonight, God, there's no drought over their lives. There's no pestilence over their lives, God. There's no disaster over their lives. There's no confusion over their lives nor trouble, God. I thank you, God, that the heavens open up and not brass over them, that they're going to pray and God said, I shall answer. Father, I thank you if any disease come nigh them, it will not consume them because they're standing on the word of God, because your word says, I am your healer. In Jesus' name, I thank you tonight that everything concerning them, oh God, when they go out to do, nothing will stop them tonight in Jesus' name, because the Spirit of the Lord is over their ground. He's over everything that concerned them. Their grounds is not iron. It's open up for the Spirit of God to put in, to replace, to do whatever it needs to take care of their grounds. In Jesus' name, I thank you, God, that they have favors from their Lord. They are successful because of their Lord. They are stimulated. They are quickened. Oh, they have an open mind. They're using the weapon of the word. When the devil try, he cannot do any forced entrance over anything that concern them because they are blessed. I thank you, God, they are blessed and they are successful in Jesus' name because they're in covenant with you because of the word of God. They will not turn to the left nor to the right, for you should guide them, direct them in the places they should go. They're going to hearken to your word because in your word, oh God, there's life and that more abundantly. I thank you tonight, God, that the blessings of the Lord is upon them because they're Abraham's seed and they're in covenant, and I thank you that their house is saved because they're in covenant, God, and everything the devil desired to come against that house, the house will not be annihilated, their children will not be annihilated, their grandchildren or their great-grandchildren will not be annihilated because of the covenant, and I give you praise. You say the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. God, they have a seed inside of them, a righteous seed, and your word says the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. I thank you, God, that their seed shall be delivered, and everything that Satan is conjuring up, that the Spirit of God bring confusion over the plans of Satan, because the word of God says the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. And God, I thank you for their deliverance. I thank you for every door is open. I thank you, God, they have peace over them. I thank you, oh God, that their crops shall, hallelujah, be in good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I thank you, God, that they have the horn of plenty over their lives because it's been decreed that the Spirit of God said, I shall establish this. Establish it for their sake, God, because you're God. But God, I come now by the power of your word that you break that unholy covenant of poverty over the people of God that have decays in their lives. They got to divorce that spirit. They must separate themselves from that spirit. In order for that spirit to crumble, God, they must divorce themselves from that spirit. And they should stand on the word of God, saying, I'm saved and I'm delivered because of the cross and because of the blood. I'm in covenant. I'm no longer in covenant with poverty. They got to speak a word, and they can't speak a word. They got to be doers of the word. I thank you for the minds being transformed tonight, that they begin to do the word, not talking about the word, not pretending the word, but be doers of the word, not being deceived tonight. I come against the spirit of deception in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God will open up their mind's eye, that the Spirit of God will bring transformation in their mind, that the Spirit of God will go into that place and break these bad habits, God, these bad habits, God, that's caused causing them to be impoverished, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask that the Spirit of God will shatter that spirit and collapse that spirit in the name of Jesus, that that robber, that thief, oh, Satan is a robber. He's a hitman. That that spirit is no longer in alignment with their lies, that their lies from this day forth, by faith, I decree that Jesus established it for them in the earth, that they no longer will have covenant. We have agreement with a poverty spirit. They no longer will follow the protocol of the poverty spirit. They no longer will be attached to a poverty spirit. They no longer will be in union with a poverty spirit. If that man is in a poverty spirit, I thank God for that wife to not be in poverty so that house can be saved. I thank you, God, that you send them into gathering holes, to gathering places, God, so they could be around prosperity, so they begin to, my God, come into agreement with the blessings of God that's in covenant children. I thank you, God, they begin to not just mingle, but they become a part of it, God, that it be activated tonight, that they become doers of it, God, that they be committed to God in his word, in those things they need strength in, God. I thank you for the strength of God. Your word said, in our time of weakness, your strength is made perfect in us. We thank you for your perfect strength to take over our weakness in Jesus' name, that the spirit be broken tonight that's in alignment with a poverty spirit, that no longer they will be in covenant and they will see a transformation in their lives in the land of the living. I'm talking about not by no death. The Bible said the grave cannot praise ye God. But they will be blessed in the land of the living because poverty is no longer connected to them. Is they no longer in covenant. I send the word to break a selfish spirit, a stingy spirit, a spirit that has stolen from them. And I call you by name. You're demonic. And your name is poverty. For you're evil and you're a thief. You bring grief and you bring pain. But I send the word of God to stop that spirit over your people, over your elect, God, that this night their mind goes into a place of transformation, that they're in covenant and agreement with your word, and nothing by any means can come nigh them, no pestilence nor drought. They will not have crop failures in their lives. Whatever they do, they shall prosper. Father, I thank you for the housing for Maddie, that you sustain her, God, that you give her peace, oh God, that that spirit, oh God, that has her in confusion, I send the word of God to overthrow confusion, that spirit to have her in a running state. I ask that the spirit of God will lock down her feet, that she will stand, that the Spirit of God enable her to stand because she don't know how to stand. But God enabled Maddie to stand. She's been a runner all of her life because of her circumstances, because of the thing that trapped her. But God, you're taking her out the trap. And God, you're teaching her that you are her sustainer. And I thank you, God, that you drive out every spirit that's attached to Maddie that calls her to crash, to collapse. Father, I thank you that you scatter that spirit, that this time she will stand. And God, you give her that place that has already been located, set up before she was born. That God, your special time is over, Maddie. Sustain her in your time zone, God. And I thank you for her housing. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for Sister Dockery. I thank you for Tamara. I thank you that everything that was placed on delay is off. I thank you, oh God, that the protocol that you have sent before she went to the emergency room, that that protocol comes separate to the word of God, because she's a covenant-keeping, my God, sister of the Lord, that the Spirit of God drive our sickness and disease by the word of God, and everything come forth in healing in Jesus' name, that the wrong doctors will not touch her, the wrong protocol will not be administered to her, every procedure will be reordered by the Spirit of God, there will be no mistakes in Jesus' name. God, remember your covenant over her, God. I thank you said in your word, I cast out the spirit, hallelujah, with my word. I thank you for your word, casting out spirit at work against Sister Tamara, that the healing virtues of Jesus go now and attach itself to her, and that the peace of God that passes her understanding is upon her tonight, and that the spirit of word will not be over Sister Dockery, that she's in peace because her daughter's in good hands. She's in the hands and the care of Christ Jesus, and I thank you for it. Father, I thank you tonight that Sister Talanda is concerned about her father's salvation. Father, I thank you tonight that the enemy, that spirit that has his spirit in confusion, that Father, your word go to now to that house and drive out the spirit of confusion, everything that has him tied up, God, you got to break every tie over this man's life, God. He cannot save himself. I lose John 6:44. You say if the spirit of God don't draw us, we cannot be drawn. Father, I send your word, John 6:44, to draw him, Father Jesus, that the Spirit of God, break everything that has him tied up, God, that everything and every device that Satan has sent over his life, God, that the Spirit of God will break, that the Spirit of God will divorce it, that the Spirit of God will bring separation. And I thank you for the peace of God to be upon Talanda, God, that she's covered with the blood of Jesus. She's to pray for her father as she's doing. It's a mandate, God. You say, pray ye one for another. And I thank you, God, that the spirit of fear will not be upon Talanda, and every false spirit that would try to come against her, I banish in Jesus' name, that the spirit of peace is upon her. I thank you, God, for her job. I thank you for everything that the word of God has been sent out to locate, to bring it forth, that she have peace, God. And I thank you, God, that you bring it forth, God. I thank you that your word bring it forth. I thank you, God, that she will not be troubled. She will not be in a place of inconsistency. She will not be wavered, because, God, the job is hers. I thank you, God. If it's not the one that she's put in application for, there is a job with her name on it, and I thank you for establishing it in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you tonight for the people of God, that the word been prayed. They got to stand on it because they are saved, atoned, redeemed, justified, made righteous, sanctified, sins are remitted, reconciled to God, overcomers, and delivered because of the cross of Jesus. They are blessed, and they are covenant children. And I thank you, O Father, that they are in an everlasting covenant from generation to generation. And I call them blessed by your word, and that the favors of God, the success of God, is upon their livelihood, upon their doorway, and Satan have no way to enter in because of the covenant in the blood of Jesus. And I give you praise, and I give you thanksgiving that it's done by faith in Jesus' name. Saints, it's done. You believe it. God have your word. God have his word covering you through his covenant. Whoever can come on Saturday, I believe you will be blessed. If you can't come, I bless you in Jesus' name. Be blessed, saints of God, in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. And thank you for listening.
Amen.
The prayer family, we'd like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific time and 9 p.m. Eastern time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give him a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.